The entire NFL universe has descended on the Ritz-Carlton Grand Lakes here in Orlando. Good morning. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. Remember, I sat down with head coach John Fox on Sunday. This is the second part of this three-part series where the coach heading into his 25th year after what was a very scary 24th season back in the bye week, forced to have an aortic heart valve replacement. Coach Fox said he's felt better than he's felt in years. He called the entire situation absolutely surreal, and the whole time wanted nothing more than to get back with the Broncos. What were some of the adjustments you had to make professionally, personally, afterwards to do your job when you came back to the Broncos?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, I mean, it's been a real positive thing for me. I mean, it's added 15 years to my life.
Right.
You know, so I was operating with, you know, a deficient heart. So now I can exercise harder. I feel great. What was strange for me as far as when it happened was more about, you know, I had missed a game in 250 games, all right? You know, I played way back at San Diego State, so I hadn't missed a game, you know, due to injury for a long time. And so that was the oddest part was, you know, sitting here watching TV and it's your team, you know. Because as a coach, I'd been injured before. So doing that for 25 years, you don't miss games. So that was the strangest thing. And luckily got back and feel better than I ever felt.
That must have been really difficult. You said it was strange, but
it was surreal.
When you look at it, though, from there, how does that influence when you're back with the guys? Did it at all?
Not really. You know, it's, you know, I'd liken it to being injured. You know, a guy misses 4 weeks with a sprained ankle. All right. You know, like I said, I had not experienced that because as a coach, you don't get sprained ankles. All right. It felt a little bit like probably a player does when, you know, he's at home and, you know, while the team travels or, you know, he watches his team play, you know, much like, you know, whether Von Miller when he got hurt or, you know, it's hard. It was very hard. So I have a new appreciation for, like, what players go through.
Leave the family a part of this discussion, of course, Robin, your kids. Aside from that, professionally with the Broncos, what were you looking forward to most getting back to when you knew the doctor said, okay, coach, you can go ahead and coach?
Yeah. You know, again, it was something, there was a plan. You know, I think the front office had a great plan. You know, I think we did it smart because you don't want to come back too early and, you know, affect your potential health there. So, you know, I thought everybody handled it really well and, you know, just kind of, you know, slid back in there. You know, so it was, you know, much like a player when he comes back from injury. You know, so that's what I tried to relate it to. You know, other than the initial fear of whether it was myself or, you know, the fear in the eyes of my family when they look, you know, like, oh my God, you know, you might not be here anymore. You know, other than that, initially it was, you know, after the first week, everything went pretty smooth.
More later this week from the league meetings, including the final part of my sit-down with Coach Fox, where we look towards the offseason program and who will take over one of the leadership roles in this locker room with so many veterans departing this offseason due to free agency. Thanks so much for watching. In Orlando, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.